Shalom Rebbe.
Tom, how are you? Because we're in Shlach. We're in Shlach. There's a Rashi Nuri in Shlach that gives me a big something. It's like a Zizua Rashi. In the end of the Parsha, it says the Parsha of Mekoshesh Eitzim. Shlach has a Parsha, Mekoshesh Eitzim. So it says in the Parsha, and the after Shvi, the Ubrain Shul by Midbar. Each because eitzim biyom haShabbos. So it says in Rashi, Bignusan shol Yisrael dibra kosev shlo shomru el haShabbos rishonda. Or b'shniya b'bozdev v'chilala. So it's shpeh in Rashi. What fat Bignusan shel Yisrael? One person. Adarabath, the shvach shel Yisrael. Shvach shel Yisrael. Everyone, the whole choir Yisrael. Chal Shabbos is Shomer Shabbos. One person, Chal Shabbos. One Agrabah. If I cared, Vishvach Shal Yisrael. Vishvach Shal Yisrael, only one person. The whole Chal Yisrael, if I cared, is Shomer Shabbos. One person, not Nifla Ma'ayt. What the Taina and what's that say? Bignusha Yisrael. Bignusha, how it says, Bignusha Yisrael. Correct? Not true. The Vishvach Shal Yisrael. Maybe the Pshad is that if Klal Yisrael were careful on Shabbos, really like careful, and really Shabbos was very high, then no one would do it. No one. The fact that one person Chal Shabbos shows that Klal Yisrael is a little weak. Because I see Yom Kippur now. Yom Kippur, people. Yom Kippur is a very hard day, hush day. People are very afraid day. So even people that not Shomer Yiddishkeit, but Yom Kippur they fast. Yom Kippur they fast because it's a very holy day. They don't do melacha because it's by us it's a very holy day. So by everyone it's a very holy day. So Shabbos, if it were really choshev, choshev, there has such a hashpah on the tzibur that people won't be chal Shabbos. People chal Shabbos, it's like a subtle hashpah. People are chal Shabbos stuck, and around them, there's Shabbos. Well, no one can do anything because everyone feels the chomer of Shabbos, but people feel Shabbos is not Shabbos, it's chashev, but not by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is more chashev. Shabbos really is the most important day of the week, of the year, because it's more chashev than Yom Kippur. It comes every week. But so this is the word. If Shabbos were chashev by us really burning, Shabbos burning, then there would be no chal Shabbos. It's like an unbelievable zach there. We go out every week. I work on Shabbos to a shmooze in the Torah, so there is called Shabbos on the way. So because people not shomer mitzvahs, but still it's because by tzibur haharedi Shabbos not like burning like fire, burning fire. Then if we're burning fire, then that would lessen the Chilul Shabbos in the non-frum. See, I think that's my Rashi, big nusun of Yisrael, the whole choir Yisrael, not just one person, the koshesh. Because if choir Yisrael were burning in Shabbos, you really fire on Shabbos, then no one would do it. No one would feel I can do this. I'm going negative to Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael, it's chashev, but not like burning. So maybe people don't feel the burning, the ish of Shabbos, right? So chashev. So we have to be malei our Shabbos, that's for sure. Not just Shabbos is nice, but burning like the there's a sefer called Sidur Shel Shabbos. Famous by the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, Rav Chaim Chernowitzer. So the Be'er Ma'am Chaim was a very, he wrote, he was, he was, so it says in Akbama, I asked Rav Shenver, my holy baby, Oliver Shalom, I want Shabbos. Tell me how to get Shabbos. I asked him years ago. He said, Shabbos lies in the Sefer, Sidur Shal Shabbos. That Sefer has Shabbos. If you learn that Sefer, you'll get Shabbos. So I learned the whole Sefer twice. Bechabura, not them alone. Nothing came out of it. Nothing. It's too high. Sefer is too high for that person to get, like me, that person. Too high, so I didn't get. But at least the Hakdama the Sefer, Hakdama the Sefer has, at least I got the Hakdama the Sefer, has a story. That's very kosher, a story. That Mechayim Shlonsheim was a Rav in some town, and Erev Shabbos, they're going to make a chuppah of the Yasam, a very important chuppah. But then at the last minute, there wasn't enough money to make the chasana or whatever, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't make the chasana because there wasn't enough money. So there was a big tzar waiting on the chasana, not enough money. So came along some oreach from somewhere, saying, why is everyone sad? They told him they had to make a chuppah and they're not enough money. So I'll give the money. This oreach came from somewhere. He gave all the money for the chuppah and everything, for the chassan, and they made the chuppah. So the Meir Maram Chaim asked him, I'm so makat tov to you, what can I give you? He said, I want the Rebbe's Daraga of Shabbos. I want that Daraga of Shabbos. By him, Muradik, I want that. He said, no, it's not good for you. You won't be able to be omid. No, I want it. Okay, I'll give it to you. So the Meir Maram Chaim, I'll give it to you. So he gave him the Daraga of Shabbos. And the man started whole, became a Osh Acher. From Wednesday start Shabbos, he started burning in the streets. Shabbos. He was very misled from Wednesday. Then Thursday was more. Friday was mavish. Shabbos, he ran in the streets. He couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, couldn't nothing. Shabbos. He was screaming, top of his lungs. The whole street, he couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. He saw, he couldn't do it. So he asked, they said, that's it, I can't do it. You know, he wasn't able to get the Daraga of Shabbos. So he said, they took it back and he went and did. But see, Shabbos has to be burning. Yeah, that's if we had that Shabbos burning, that would be a Shabbos around us, our family. And if we haven't got burning, so. Loving people on Chol Shabbos, the Taina and us, them.
Rabbi, the Be'er Mayim Chaim is in Tzfas.
Yeah, in Tzfas. Yeah, he's buried in Tzfas. Yeah. It's like, I think so. Yeah, Tzfas. Yeah, right. Tzfas.
So he wrote the Sefer Siduri Chol
Shabbos. Yeah, his Sefer. Yeah, but it's very. I tried to get it. I tried twice. I learned the. He told me, I asked my friend, I want Shabbos. And I asked him years ago. He said, go there. That's it. Learn that Sefer, and you'll have Shabbos. So I learned the Sefer twice. The whole Sefer. The Chabura. Not alone. Nothing. Because it's too high. See, I'm the person that's too high. It's just too high for me. It's too high. Even that Sefer, which he says, is basic Shabbos is too high, so it's too high.
Be'er Mayim Chaim says that story about himself.
Or they write it about him in the Hakdama. Either he says it, or they write it, or his children write it, or something. Either he says it, or the children write it in the Hakdama. I think I saw written somebody said I want the Yerushalayim of the Rambam. They told him you can't do it, but somehow I don't know how this got to be. But he had a schus, some did that schus, he got the Yerushalayim of the Rambam. So somehow he got it. I don't know how, some way he got it. I don't know how he got it. And so once he got it, he put his head between his knees and couldn't move his head out of his feet from Rav Pachad. Then they saw, he wasn't able to get that down, because Rambam Yerushalmi met twice. He also said, I can't do it, you know, and somehow he took it away. We have to get the Sefer. Okay, now I'm learning the Sefer of Rabbi Pinchas. That's not the Malkasa, the Sefer on Shabbos. I'm trying to get that Sefer on Shabbos. I'm trying to get that, so it's like much, that's more to regular people, that Sefer. See, the Holy Rav Chaim Brim said, Holy. Now, I remember. He said that we ourselves ask for Shabbos in davening. We ourselves say, I want Shabbos. Where is that? It says, V'anchilenu Hashem Elokeinu V'avo Ratzon Shabbos Kodshecha. They're not food. We have challah, we have wine. What are we asking for? We're asking for Shabbos. We're asking Hashem, V'anchilenu Hashem Elokeinu V'avo Shabbos Kodshecha. We're asking for Shabbos. We're asking Hashem to give us Shabbos. So Rav Chaim Brim said that Rav Chavka Abramsky asked that bakasha that we ask in davening Shabbos on Friday morning. Because he wants it not too late to get Shabbos. He wants it by Shabbos. So he was mocked him the tefillah of what we say Lel Shabbos and all Shabbos. He said the Erev Shabbos. And Rav Chaim Brim said, if we want Shabbos, we have to say that tefillah all week. Not Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, because now it's Wednesday, so now Wednesday is not so bad. Once they say, Hanchivenu Hashem Elokeinu Piavo Ovratzon Shabbos Koshecha. Give us Shabbos. That's what he said. Now I remember, I dive in the Bari Mincha, so now I'm married. We'll ask Hashem for Shabbos in Marif, and then Shachar is killed. Now it's Wednesday, so it's not like so. It's not still not, but it's not so bad. We can ask for Shabbos. Yeah, ask for Shabbos. Something. we heard from his son-in-law. Rav Chaim Shlevitzer had three son-in-laws. Three daughters. One Rav Nochum passed away. One Rav Zachi Shlita is living in B'chashem, Amir Veshem, and Rav Shua Meir Weiss Shlita is living in B'chashem, Amir Veshem. So Rav Shua Meir Weiss told us, that Chaim Shlevitz is his Shvia, would go to bed early on Lel Shabbos, say 7 o'clock, I'm not mentioning now, winter, summer, I know, May winter, 7 o'clock at night, and lie in bed till 7 in the morning, till Shachris, next day, lying in bed. And he would make all the shurim of the week in bed on Lel Shabbos. He had to say 10 shurim next week, and Shur Kol Yochaburis. So he would work out all what he'll say next week in the yeshiva, shurim chaburis, on Lel Shabbos, lying in bed. He went to bed because the people should think he's sleeping, so they won't bother him, so he can learn, well. So he lie in bed 7 to 7, and without swarm, no swarm. There's no swarm in bed. He's lying in bed. No, he can't learn in swarm. So, but he doesn't need any swarm. So he worked out all the shurim he'll make next week in bed 7 to 7.
Why did he do it in bed?
Because in bed, if he'd be sitting on a chair, people would bother him. Question: he's dead. He's sleeping, so no one can bother him sleeping. He can't bother a person sleeping, and really, he's not sleeping. He's learning all the time and working out all the shurim. He'll say next week. And Rav Nota Flynn told us, Rav Nota said, that Rav Chaim Shlevitz rove chidushim. He said all his life. He got on Shabbos. He rove chidushim. He said all his life in all of Shas and whatever he learned, he got them on Shabbos. That's what Rav Nota told us. Rav Chaim learned in Mir also, you know, the beginning of Mir. So he knew Rav Chaim well. So he said, Rav Chidushim, that he got Rav Chaim Shlosh got in his life, where he got them on Shabbos. Rav Chidushim. Okay, so we have to Malah our Shabbos. That's what we have. The Musa here, Malah our Shabbos. Daven Hantchilenu. You can't daven something if you don't want it. You have to want Shabbos. So in Marav, we can daven Malah Hantchilenu in Marav. So you have to want it. You have to want Shabbos. It's very chashev to want Shabbos. So. And then, if we have Shabbos, well, then there must be everyone around us. See, Rav Boba said, I heard from him, Rav Boba, that Rav Ruchim on Shabbos turned to a whole new person, wasn't Bechal recognizable in Bechal. Okay, he's a new person, not the one of the week. New person, new Bechal, not to recognize Bechal. That's what Rav Boba is made, and Rav Ruchim is made, that he became a new person, new face, new person, something very, very hard, very hard. That we didn't see anybody that in our life that had like a new person, Shabbos, a new person. That's a very hard madriga. We didn't see that. Okay, so we have to try to mala our Shabbos. It's very important. We have to have Shai Mikra ready by Shabbos. We're the same in Parsha by Shabbos. We have to rest according to one trap. We have to rest Erev Shabbos to have Shabbos well. To rest Erev Shabbos to have Shabbos well. Okay, so Hashem Shalom, help us get Shabbos in a. But if in Nala, then all must bring everyone around us, then everyone will see Shabbos, see the matter of Shabbos. see, Rav Sinvid would come to say a shmuz in Itri. When I was a bracha in Itri, he'd come to Itri on Zoy Shabbos to say a shmuz. And his face was shining like a light. Everyone saw. Like shining, like a shine, like something, mago. On Zoy Shabbos. It's shining, like a shine, unbelievable shine. Okay, so I said, shall we help get some dagger of this? Okay, so yes. Okay, so.
I mean, why would Yoshua, with the extra yud, why did Moshe Rabbeinu think that would be a shmira for him?
He says, Rashi, call Yoshiach, he's saying, saying it made the Shem Ko. See, the Shem Ko said, "B'ko Hashem to Alamim." Shem Ko is how Hashem makes the world. You know? So, I guess the Shem Ko is a very powerful Shem. Because Hoshea is only a hey, not a yud, but with the yud it makes the Shem Ko. So, kilo Shem Ko is a. Now you have in your name Shem Ko is a very powerful thing. Shem Ko. Yashem Hashem in your name is very 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 chashev thing. Shem Hashem in your name. the right is that in the parsha of. I would say this parsha of when the counted Klal Yisrael, they added a hey and a yud, they added ka Hashem, they added ka to every mishpacha, mishpachas hazarchi, mishpachas hapili, all these. Thing in my Midbar, it's with Parsha my Midbar. They added Yud and a K to say the Tyra of the Shevet, but it says But one shavit had a Shem Hashem already in him, so that's got the name of it, so it didn't need any edus, because the Shem Hashem itself in his Shem was made. Because the same so Shem Hashem in his name was made, that he was Torah, that's got already what the name was.
So this wasn't like a Mazel thing, like we add a name to somebody? Like if he's sick or something
like that? Yeah, yeah. Right. You pray for someone sick, you get a name. He will make him kill a new person. You're a new person. You're not the person who's sick, you're a new person. So it's right. It makes him like a new person. Like a new Bria. Getting a name. Like a new Bria, Bechal. Getting a name from Hira. It's Kiwa. A new, but Kwa, Rashi says Kwa Yoshiach, that's from Ragun, so it's Kilo, a new Bria, like a new, it says like Kwa Yoshiach. See the Orachaim says in Dovah Nur, Orachaim says that Yeshua had such a Tira, Moshe Rabbeinu, that he wasn't, no Yetzer Hara even attacked him to go to the Meraglim. He was free. There's no Bechlal Natiya to the Meraglim. Kole didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu, so he had a big fight. But Yeshua, no fight, because since Moshe Rabbeinu gave him a tefillah, so it so struck his tefillah that nothing, that he was betuch. This says the Arachaim. Kole, when the betuch had a fight. Yeshua was matur. He had Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was so powerful. He had no bechlal netiyah to go to Meraglim. This is what Orachaim says. Call Yoshiach.
He could daven for people that they should have no nisayon with whatever they're dealing with.
I don't know. Maybe we could daven. Maybe not strong in like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is very strong, hard tefillah. Yeah, but we can dive in. Yeah, we can dive in. The Gemara Brachas says, famous Gemara Brachas says, that Yud, Rav Meir had Shechinim that weren't good. They were bothering him and everything. So Rav Meir thought, I'll dive in, that they should die. Said right, no. Said Bruria, no. Bruria said no. Davin, they should live and they should do tshuva. So Kachavi, he davened, Meir davened, and Shechinim did tshuva. So my mother will know that. Says Meir brachis from Meir davened for Shechinim who were bothering him and very bad, and they did tshuva and they became Baal tshuva. From Meir tefillah, Meir davened for them. And they became Baal Teshuva. We see from that the Gemara, we keep bringing down for people. They can change their bechira. They can change them. Down people did the tshuva, and it works. And everyone is Kobre Shemayim, Chutz Mir Shemayim. The whole Tumo by the Gemara Brachas, whole Tumo. See, Rabbi Akiva says that Gemara Brachis is the Makor about davening in Rosh Hashanah. We would say, Rabbi Chaim, thank Pachtecha, Al Komasecha, Famoscha, Komasha Barasa. What are we saying? They have Bechira, but we can change. Akiva says that's the Psha in the Tfilas. Thank Pachtecha, Amoscha. What do you mean, Emoscha? They have Bechira. No, because we can change the Bechira. So whatever beer, there's some old beer, because the Gemara Brachis, Rabbi Meir, Davin for his neighbors, they became Baal Teshuva. Okay, so we're in Zozo. So he says here, we have to be shomer our own covet, not be mzalzer in ourselves also, not only in other people. We have to, people who are a certain standard of covet should be shomer their covet, not to anything under the covet. Biggie souls, you know, not be shomer their covet. People have to be shomer their own covet, not do anything. Not in the covet. So he says here, Gemara, and Yuma says that Resh Lakish, anybody that they spoke to, he spoke to person, and that person was so chashid that he spoke to Resh Lakish that they gave him the any asek without edim, because Resh Lakish wouldn't talk to anybody, only people that they were very chashid. So because Resh Lakish spoke to a person, any person, that person was so chashev that they gave him any asokim, but he ate them because he's Neman. He wouldn't talk to anybody's time. So anybody Resh Lakish speak to was so chashev, they gave him a shuk without edim. It is chidishna without edim because Resh Lakish wouldn't talk to anybody, only a person who's very chashev, who's very Neman. So, because they spoke to him, so they gave him the shuk bli edim. So we marvel. Okay, so we have to be shomer also our own covet. Don't do things nicely and everything. Don't run in the streets. We shouldn't run in the streets or whatever. Whatever is not mechubad. We should try to keep our covet also. Come diving early, not come diving late. You know, all these things, or whatever covet is, whatever our covet is, covet. Okay. 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 We should maybe learn Shabbos on Shabbos. So, okay. So now we're holding it.